I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Britain's Prime Minister is facing defeat later in a parliamentary vote on her proposed terms for the country's departure from the European Union. The vote comes more than 2.5 years after a referendum in which British voters opted to leave the EU. The government's opponents argue the withdrawal deal is legally and constitutionally unsound. Here's our political correspondent, Ian Watson.
To say this is a big day for the Prime Minister would be a huge understatement. Everyone keeps talking about the worst week she's had since, well, last week. But this time, she is on the verge of suffering potentially a major defeat on the deal she's negotiated with the EU. More than 100 of her own MPs are still saying they cannot support it. We'll see if she can bring those numbers down today. There'll be various changes proposed to her deal, which might make it look a bit more attractive. But as things stand, it looks as though the Prime Minister will not be able to get enough support to get her deal through Parliament.
A senior member of the Afghan Taliban has been detained in Pakistan. Taliban sources said the man held is Hafez Mohibullah, the religious affairs minister in the Taliban administration in Afghanistan before 2001. Our Pakistan correspondent Sukunda Karami has more details.
He had been living in the northern Pakistani city of Peshawar for a number of years, but he was detained by Pakistani authorities in the past few days. And now our sources, these senior Taliban figures speaking to us on condition of anonymity, have said that this move is part of a strategy by Pakistan to pressurise the Taliban into taking part in peace talks with US officials, which they have already been doing in Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, but also crucially taking part in peace talks with the Afghan government, who so far the Taliban have refused to meet because they dismissed them as puppets.
The Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is due to sign a decree today loosening the country's gun laws. Mr. Bolsonaro, who took office earlier this month, made the pledge a key part of his presidential campaign. Candace Peart reports.
Brazilians are desperate for better public security. In 2017, almost 64,000 people were murdered. Two-thirds died from gunshot wounds. But the latest polls say most Brazilians believe making firearms more available will pour gas on a raging fire. That hasn't stopped President Bolsonaro, who says that by freeing up the existing gun laws, he can reduce crime. As a first step, Brazilians will only have to renew their gun licence every 10 years instead of 5. They also won't have to work so hard to convince the police they need a firearm.
BBC News.